Hello, and welcome to another episode of Book Echoes, the podcast on making great books while making creative lives that work for us. I'm your host, author Connie B. Dowell. And today I'm coming to you guys with a tips episode I wished I didn't have to record, but it's one that I think other people might need as well. You see, we've been dealing with kind of some unexpected issues at our family, things that came up that nobody could really help happening. And ever the optimist, I've tried to push forward, keep going at the same pace. But I realized that to do my family justice, I needed to take a step back, and I had to push back my pre-order on The Body in the Bookmobile. And I had reality finally hit home that yes, I probably can make this book ship shape by the original due date. I could probably make it, but the cost right now for my family and my sanity was not something I was willing to pay. So just pushing that back a little bit. And fortunately, if you are a self-publisher who sets up a pre-order on Amazon, you do get kind of a one mulligan, really. You can push back your pre-order without penalty once. And if you push it back a second time, or if you cancel a pre-order altogether, that's when you get hit with some penalties. That's when you lose your pre-order privileges for a year. But it used to be the case if you did any kind of modification to your pre-order. But fortunately, they've relaxed those rules a little bit because sometimes life happens. Now, so that's the focus of the tips episode today. Isn't so much how to push back a pre-order, but kind of what to do when you have a professional setback in your writing and marketing and how to kind of bounce back from that. And some of the steps that I am trying to take as I bounce back from this. So the first step is to try and forgive yourself for what happened. It's really easy to kind of cast blame on everything you did or didn't do, even when, like this particular situation, something came up that we could never really have anticipated, and that really did require me to completely reroute my priorities. But it's hard to not look at every little decision I made and think, well, gee, that one night that, you know, I relaxed and watched a movie, I could have been working. There's always those moments where I'm like, I could have been working. I could have been working. I could have been working. But ultimately, we're not robots. We can't be working 24/7. We do need sleep. We do need a break. And we do need time to step back when something unexpected happens. And it can be hard to get that perspective on your own. So the second step is to reach out to other writers for support. And that's something that I have done in the past couple of days. I talked with members of my critique group, as well as with writers in online Facebook groups. And it helped just to hear things that I knew already in my head, to hear them from other people. It just helps sometimes to know that you're not totally alone, that this does happen to everyone. Next is to make a new plan now that things have changed. So I've got a little more time, but I need to use that time wisely. I need to sit down and make a plan to work at a pace that's reasonable for my family and gets things done. Fortunately, I was able to push the pre-order back 1 month. I have an additional 30 days, and I've gone from an amount of time that felt like panic to an amount of time that feels more than generous, even given everything that's going on. But I know that I am going to misuse my time if I don't sit down with a calendar and actually work it out and block things out in a realistic manner. So that's my next step. The step after that is to update your readers if this is something that they need to know, like pushing back a pre-order. So that's also my my step after I make my plan, is I need to, in my next newsletter, explain what's happening with the pre-order and the reasons why it happened. And I've got a pretty loyal fan base, and I think that they're probably going to stick with me. The email has already been sent out by Amazon that the pre-order has been delayed. Nobody has canceled so far. So I think that coupled with a personal explanation for people on my newsletter list is going to set things as right as they can be. And readers are generally sympathetic when they know that something is going on in your life. They understand that authors are only human. So the final step is to pick it up and keep going. Not to let any kind of lingering sadness over the setback derail you. Because then that's when you really fail, if you stop writing. As long as you keep going and keep trying, you can't be a failure. So given all this has happened, it's kind of made me think a little bit more about the upcoming themes I want to incorporate next quarter. And one of those themes is definitely going to be the managing the writing life and dealing with that, this kind of thing. Things like dealing with personal writing and marketing and business setbacks, as well as things like fitting writing around personal responsibilities, balancing writing and day jobs, and maintaining focus and enthusiasm during long projects. So that is definitely going to be an upcoming theme. Now, it's not all the themes of the entire quarter. I've had some writers approach me with other kinds of topics, really exciting topics. So there will be other monthly themes to cover those as well. But this is, this incident made me think about including more of the life aspect of the writing life in this particular podcast. So that is all for this time. Next week, I'm back with another author interview with Darcy Pattinson. And she has some really interesting things to say about starting your writing and especially for self-publishers, starting your self-publishing business with a school and library market in mind, and how you can start from the beginning to set up your business for success in that market. So that is one definitely not to be missed. And I hope you enjoy it. If you have enjoyed this episode, and if you have any kinds of experience with pushing back a pre-order or asking an editor for more time or something like that, and you want to chat about it, I'd love to hear in the show notes at bookechoes.com/show. And as always, if you are enjoying the podcast, I would love it if you'd give us a rating or review. You can find Book Echoes on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever it is you get your podcasts. Until next time, happy writing. Thank you.